It's always quite fitting that within a week, a couple of days after Christmas, just about when your nerves are shot, your patience is running slim, and a word that should be good is starting to become a bad word, family. We celebrate this feast of the Holy Family. Because what was once a time where you're ready to embrace all those loved ones that you've longed to see, now you've come to a point where you're like, I love my family so much. It's just human nature. We all come to a point where we say, you know, I cannot wait to get back to the normality, right? I cannot wait to just simply have some peace. Because family brings chaos. Family brings strife. You know, family causes us to just have a little more agitation. And that is normal. That is good. That is to be expected, which is why this Feast of the Holy Family reminds us of that exact fact, that Jesus Christ himself had a family. That he was brought into this family, that God didn't need a family, but he had one to show us what it was like. That Joseph and Mary had to protect and care for God-made man. And because of this, they had their own struggles, their own frustrations, their own sorrows. Right? Mary had the seven sorrows, that her heart was pierced with the sword. I believe, I trust, I persevere. We heard of St. Joseph's tale again where he had to protect his family, meaning uprooting them, flying into Egypt to get away from Herod, who wanted to cause such harm to his family. And then when he brought them back, still wasn't safe, but safer. So had to find a new home, a new life. And he still trusted, he still cared for them. And there are so many families always gathered here in this church, and we find ourselves thinking, well, we're not holy. So many times, it's funny talking to families, and they find somebody else in the pews, always around them, and they say, well, if only my family was more like them. Oh, the Smiths or the Joneses, right? Their family looks so great, so perfect, so holy. Right? They're always so wonderful. And I just think, no, they're not. None of us are. The Smiths and the Joneses are just like you, where mom and dad, where you were in the same fight in the car right before you walked in the pews. It's the same thing with me growing up. I think of my dad in the car 30 minutes beforehand yelling at all of us, we're going to be late for the rosary. Mass starts in 30 minutes. Scrambling, trying to get us ready and presentable, right? So you can look the part. You know, that you get into the pews, and no matter how good you do, you know, no matter how well behaved we are, or even the fact that we were spread across the pew with my four siblings, all five of us together, the mom would become Stretch Armstrong, right? That she could reach all of us. My mom was a pitcher. A black and blue in the back of my arms every single mass. And I deserve. Seeking holiness. And I don't know how many times that people get to that point and they just think, why do we come? And unfortunately, there are so many families, that's exactly where they get, because yes, it would always be easier to just simply stop. There are so many people who are, that's where they get to. They say, why do we even bother? And so then they quit getting up on Sunday morning. They quit getting ready Saturday night. They think it's just not worth the trouble. And this Feast of the Holy Family reminds us it's always worth the trouble. Jesus Christ entered into a family because he says it has to be worth the trouble. That all of us will struggle. All of us will suffer. All of us will experience the sadness, but we will continue to do it together. That every single family gathered around you is doing the exact same thing. The grass is never greener. There is no perfection. There is only families striving for holiness. And so we continue to strive together. We gather in these pews as one giant family because we say, Lord, we cannot do it alone. Nor shall we ever have to do it alone. We will look past the hardships, the difficulties, the anger that even may have happened just right outside these doors, and we will bring it all to you. We will recognize, as our reading said, that we will need to continue to fight to be families that honor our parents, that seek love and forgiveness, especially when it's most difficult. That bring peace into our world. And so while we may never be perfect, we will be holy. We will seek holiness. We will strive for holiness because we will do so as a family united in you. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, who showed us the model and the way to follow. Amen.
Amen.